somewhat browner than before. Summer stood with idle discontentment, the two girls remained wholly unchanged. The eldest of the girls brought by scores of kelp and toadstools, a wild look in her eye as she kept them disguised. She never gave her creations much light, keeping them from the strange adult's prying sight. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Away from fair, but her head filled up on her front nicely with hair. The summer fell ahead alone, deep within her books, with regret for their difference from life. So they set off to the hills, toadstools to the wind. Her bonnet might stay tight as she comes round the bend. It's time to bring old Silas home, he's been gone too long. They want to hear his banjo, they want to hear his song. They want to breathe cool mountain air, float down the stream. Faster luring puddles drip a trickle on the stream. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Yeah, your rock and roll can only last this long. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Yeah, your rock and roll can only last this long. Set the trap, and Silas took the bait. A simple situation, he played himself to air, to fill the many nook and niche that were abundant there. The gallant scattered spirit returned it to his bones. He calmly finished Cripple Creek and said, now I'll go home. Silas and the girls down on toadstools and tea, with an Appalachian sun rising over the sea. Such an affectionate thing. Yeah, your rock and roll can only last this long. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing.
Thank you.